Radio.
Turning the Tide, an interview with Brian Kemper, founder and director of Stand True, the youth outreach for Priests for Life. So thank you for joining me, Brian.
Oh, it's an honor.
Thank you. Now, recently, this week, in fact, some statistics have come out of the United States saying that the U.S. abortion rate is at its lowest level currently since Roe v. Wade, and it's dropped 13% over the three-year period. Now, this seems to be an indication to me that the tide is turning in the United States, and things such as the March for Life in Washington, D.C. do indicate that there is a real cultural groundswell for life in the U.S. What's your opinion on that?
Oh, I absolutely agree that the tide is turning. I think that we are definitely part of the generation that will abolish abortion in this culture. Going to the March for Life, like you mentioned, back in the 90s or early 90s, and then seeing it today and seeing the shift in the culture and how many more young people are coming out to the march and how many more people are coming out to the march, to me, it's definitely looking that way. Even a couple of years ago, one of the head pro-abortion activists was at the March for Life and wrote a story about how scared she was to see so many young pro-lifers, because she knew that the pro-abortion movement is getting older and older. The pro-life movement is getting younger and younger. Even they are recognizing that fact.
So what's really been the cause of that in the U.S.?
Well, I do believe it's more of a culture of life, that we are educating this culture, that the pro-life message is getting out there. We're talking about it. We're forcing it to be talked about. That more and more young people are realizing what abortion is and when life really starts. I mean, if you look at the technology and the science today, it's so obvious when life begins. And I think that more and more young people are seeing that. And abortion is being exposed for what it is more and more. And so you're seeing that shift in the culture.
Now, of course, in the United States, going back to the March for Life, one of the kind of shifts that was seen this year was that there was a bit more of a focus on promoting adoption as opposed to, of course, abortion. And really looking at, I guess, the trauma that women go through with abortion and attempting to show them, look, your situation, the problems that you're facing that's making you consider abortion, the only solution is not abortion. There are other ways that you can come to a solution. Do you have any words to say about that?
Well, I think that the theme this year obviously was adoption, and I think it's a great thing. And I know that's another thing that shocked me when I was in Australia, to find out how low the adoption rate is there, hardly any adoption whatsoever. And that was kind of shocking to me, to be honest, when I heard the numbers there. It almost doesn't exist. But obviously pushing for adoption is a great way to help curb abortion, is to give those other ways for people that are in those situations. And of course also, you know, a big part of the ministry here is also, like I said, helping the women after abortion. Like I think you referenced would be like the Silent No More and the Rachel's Vineyard. You know, giving that help and that healing to women after abortion is also very important. But the pro-abortion side has tried to drive a lie into our culture, into our society, that says that being pro-life is a war on women, when in reality, abortion is the war on women. When you tell a woman that taking her child that's living inside of her and ripping it limb from limb and throwing it into a container is liberating, that's a war on women in and of itself. You know, the group here, Pro-Life Feminists, has a great saying and a great sign they use. It says, for women, our liberation cannot be bought with the blood of our children. And that's so true. The liberation of women can never be bought with the blood of their children. I think the real war on women is the abortion industry and what they're doing. And that's going to hurt more women than anything.
Yeah. Now, of course, you recently visited Australia, and I had the honor of seeing you at Theology on Tap in Sydney. Now, what you've just spoken about there, of course, is a global thing. It's not as though life is life at conception only in the United States. It's a worldwide thing, obviously. But it doesn't seem to be getting through here in Australia. Our own abortion laws are getting worse and worse, as Victoria and most recently Tasmania have indicated. And so it seems as though the, for want of a better term, pro-abortion side are gaining ground. How do you advise pro-life people here in Australia or in similar parts of the world that are experiencing this in being able to change that culture in the way that yourself and others have in the United States?
You know, it's interesting because I was asked that quite a bit while I was over there. And the thing that so many people told me is that they were surprised to see maybe some of the T-shirts that I wore or how boldly I would talk about abortion. And they said that it's just not talked about in Australia. And it's not something that a lot of young Australians are really bold enough to wear some of the more bold pro-life T-shirts or messages in public. And I think that part of the problem is that it isn't talked about enough. And I think that what has to happen is you have to bring the topic of abortion and the reality of abortion to the forefront of society there in order for things to start to change. When you force the Australian culture to be confronted with the reality of abortion, I think you will see a cultural shift there. But it's something that so many people said that people just don't talk about it there. And my challenge to young people while I was there is start talking about it. Make it something that is talked about every day. Father Frank Pavone here says that, you know, we're never going to end abortion until the world sees abortion. And that's true. It needs to be seen, it needs to be shown, and it needs to be talked about and exposed for what it is. It's an ugly, horrific thing. And people don't want to see it. But if they're forced to see it, if they're forced to realize what it is, it will change things. Over here, there was a young man named Emmett Till, and he was brutally beaten and murdered. And his mother had his casket be an open casket and pictures taken for Jet Magazine. And that's really the awful, ugly truth of what happened to Emmett Till is a big part of what sparked the civil rights movement here and got things going for change. And it's going to be the same thing with abortion. We need to show that truth. We need to put that truth out in the forefront of our culture in order to spark that change.
Now, of course, you mentioned that young people really are the lifeblood of the pro-life movement. And I was just wondering, with, say, somewhere, for example, I visited Tasmania last year while the abortion laws were going through, and it was a frustrating experience, to say the least. But really something that I've been told by people who've met you there and around Australia before is that you're really about, for young people, activating, equipping, and educating them to do the work of changing the culture and changing the tide against abortion. Can you go into that a little bit more?
Absolutely. That's sort of our tagline, is to educate, activate, and equip young people to be the voice that turns us around, to be that generation that abolished abortion. And education, obviously, we all need to be educated on what abortion is, what life facts are, and all the different stuff to use the scientific facts when using and debating people. We need to be well prepared on how to debate, on how to argue the pro-life side. And like when we have our mission teams here in the summer, that's one of the things I do is I train them on how to debate, on how to argue the pro-life side. So when they're out there, they're able to discuss that and able to defeat people that are trying to come against that. And then activating them, providing different events and different ways for them to get involved. Like we have, again, our summer mission trip here, and I've been talking to some of the young people there in Australia about doing some training before the March for Life in Victoria next year and launching different ways for them to activate people there and equipping them, you know, with the different pro-life materials that we produce. I've offered Youth for Life in Australia any of the materials that we have, any of our printed materials, our graphics, that they can use them free of charge, free of licensing to help equip the young people in Australia. So I know that they're going to be using some of our designs and stuff to help get some of that stuff into the hands of young Australians to get out there and get the message out.
So what would you say to a young person who really does want to try and change the culture, really does want to try and be that generation that eliminates abortion? What would you say to them if they were to say, it seems like it's all too hard, it's just me and a couple of friends, it feels like the whole culture's against us, it feels like our own government's against us, where on earth could we begin?
Well, I mean, my first thing I usually say, because most of the people I know that get involved are Christians, is how big is our God? Like, I know that God is bigger than abortion. God is bigger than the government, and through Him we can do anything. But it really only takes, you know, one person to stand up and to be a voice sometimes that can change so many things and really affect the culture. Yeah, it is scary sometimes, and it does seem like a hard goal. But I think we have to look at the end picture and understand that we can and we will win this battle. There was a small group of young people who started some of the dissident movement in Germany during the Holocaust. Hans and Sophie Scholl, just a few young people who started putting out literature exposing the Nazis there. And they were just a few people, but they did such great work and were able to help expose what was going on there in Nazi Germany. But I just think, yeah, sometimes it is going to be tough. Sometimes you may feel like you're the only one, but you're not. There's so many young people, and I met so many around Australia. As they start to come together and start to connect with each other, I think they're going to realize how strong they are. I mean, you were there at the Theology and Tap in Sydney. That place was packed out. There were so many young people there. It's probably my favorite Theology and Tap I've ever spoken at was there in Sydney, Australia. There's a lot of young people there that are willing to stand up and be a voice. And so I think, yes, it may be scary at first, but understand we are going to win this battle. And it's just going to take some time sometimes.
Indeed, yeah. Now, do you have anywhere that we can find you on the internet, contact you, get some of these materials that you've been referring to?
Yeah, standtrue.com is our main website, and our store is prolifeworld.com. But, you know, we don't have international ordering on our website, but if people email us, we can arrange to get stuff sent over for there. And any of the youth pro-life groups that want to make one of the things we do here, what's called a drop card, these little business card size cards that have pro-life messages on them. And young people will take them with them whenever they go to the store or go anywhere and just leave them around places and just seed the culture with that pro-life message. We can redesign those to have Australian information put on them and then send the files to your groups there. And you guys can print them up there. We don't care about royalties or any of that. We just want to get the message out. So standtrue.com. is our website, and then info at standtrue.com. If people have some questions about how to get some stuff over there, we'd love to do that. And you can also connect with us on Facebook, Standtrue Pro Life Outreach on Facebook.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your wonderful work and for joining me today. And I pray that the Lord really does continue to bless your effective work in the United States and throughout the world.
Absolutely. Hey, and if anybody, we just had a young man from Tasmania actually here with us at the March for Life. And if any of the young people there who might want to come and spend some time over here and train with us, we always accept interns here at Stand True and would love to have some Australians over here with us to learn.
Excellent. Well, I hope that a number of Australians take up the call to head over there and really try to change the culture. So thank you very much, Brian, for joining me.
Thank you. God bless.
That was an interview with Brian Kemper. And for more interviews, talks, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.